Page 12. Discipline of Children with Disabilities. The information below applies to children with disabilities ages 3 through 21 receiving services through an extended IFSP or an IEP. Parents have the right to specific procedures and protections if the public agency takes certain disciplinary actions towards their children. A public agency must provide a child educational services after the child's removal for more than 10 days in a school year for a violation or violations of a student code of conduct. Definitions. For purposes of this part, the following definitions apply. Controlled substance means a drug or other substance identified under Schedules 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 in Section 202C of the Controlled Substances Act, 21 U.S.C. 812C. Illegal drug means a controlled substance, but does not include a substance that is legally possessed or used under the supervision of a licensed healthcare professional, or that is legally possessed or used under any other authority under the IDEA or under any other provision of federal law. Weapon has the meaning given the term dangerous weapon under paragraph 2 of the first subsection G of section 930 of Title 18 United States Code. Serious bodily injury means a bodily injury that involves a substantial risk of death, extreme physical pain, protracted and obvious disfigurement, or protracted loss of impairment of the function of a bodily member, organ, or mental faculty. 18 U.S.C. 13645 H3. Authority of School Personnel. School personnel may remove a child with a disability who violates the code of conduct for not more than 10 school days at a time for each violation, in accordance with the discipline policy used for all children, unless it is determined that the removal constitutes a change of placement from the current educational placement to an interim alternative educational setting, another setting, or suspension. When removals, 10 days or less at one time, accumulate to more than 10 days in a school year, the child's IFSP or IEP team determines the extent of services needed to enable your child to participate in the general curriculum and toward his or her IEP goals. School personnel may consider unique circumstances on a case-by-case basis in determining whether a change in placement is appropriate for a child with a disability who violates the code of conduct. Change of placement includes removal for more than 10 consecutive days or a series of removals that constitute a pattern. When disciplinary action results in a change of placement, the public agency provides notice the day the public agency makes the decision, and it must include the procedural safeguards document. Page 13. Manifestation determination. Within 10 school days of any decision to change the placement because of a violation of the code of conduct, the parent and the child's IFSP team, or IEP team, must review all relevant information in the child's file, including his or her IFSP or IEP, any teacher observations, and any relevant information provided by the parent, to determine if the conduct in question was caused by or had a direct and substantial relationship to the child's disability, or the direct result of the public agency's failure to implement the child's IFSP or IEP. If the IEP team determines that either of the above statements is applicable, the conduct shall be determined to be a manifestation of the child's disability. If the conduct was a manifestation of the child's disability, the IFSP team or IEP team must conduct a functional behavioral assessment and implement a behavioral intervention plan for the child if the public agency had not previously done so. Review the child's behavior intervention plan if he or she already has such a plan, and modify it as necessary to address the behavior. And return the child to the placement from which he or she was removed, unless the parents and the public agency agree to a change of placement as part of modifying the child's behavioral intervention plan, except when the child has been removed to an interim alternative educational setting for drugs, weapons, or serious bodily injury. If the behavior is not a manifestation of the child's disability, school personnel may discipline the child in the same manner as other children, except appropriate educational services must continue. Change of placement. When a child is removed for more than 10 days, that results in a change in placement, whether or not the behavior is a manifestation of the disability, or when a child is removed to interim alternative educational setting, IAES, for drugs, weapons, or serious bodily injury, the child continues to receive services to enable him or her to continue to participate in the general education curriculum, although in another setting, and to progress toward meeting the goals set out in his or her IEP. The child must also receive, as appropriate, a functional behavioral assessment and behavior intervention services and modifications designed to address the behavioral violation so that it does not recur. The IEP team determines appropriate services and the location in which the services will be provided. Interim alternative educational setting. School personnel may remove a child to an interim alternative educational setting for up to 45 school days without regard to whether the behavior is determined to be a manifestation of the child's disability in cases where the child carries or possesses a weapon to or at school, on school premises, or to or at a school function under the jurisdiction of a state or local public agency, knowingly possesses or uses illegal drugs, or sells, or solicits the sale of a controlled substance while at school, on school premises, or at a school function under the jurisdiction of a state or local public agency, or has inflicted serious bodily injury upon another person while at a school, on school premises, or at a school function under the jurisdiction of a state or local public agency. Page 14. Appeal of disciplinary action. If parents disagree with a decision regarding a manifestation determination or with any decision regarding placement for disciplinary reasons, the parents may file a due process complaint with the Office of Administrative Hearings, OAH, and the public agency. If the public agency believes that maintaining the current placement of the child is substantially likely to result in injury to the child or others, the public agency may file a due process complaint with OAH and the parents. An administrative law judge, ALJ, following the procedures described in the resolving disagreements section of this document, conducts the due process hearing. The hearing shall occur within 20 school days of the date the due process complaint is filed and shall result in a determination in 10 school days after the hearing. In making a determination in a disciplinary appeal, the ALJ may return the child to the placement from which he or she was removed, or order a change in placement of the child to an appropriate interim alternative educational setting for not more than 45 school days if the ALJ determines that maintaining the current placement of the child is substantially likely to result in injury to the child or others. When a due process complaint is requested by either the parents or the public agency, the child remains in the interim alternative educational setting pending the decision of the ALJ, or until the expiration of the time period provided, no more than 45 school days, whichever comes first, unless the parents and the public agency agree otherwise. Child not yet determined eligible. Children who have not been determined eligible for special education and who have engaged in a behavior that violates any rule or code of conduct may assert any of the protections provided if the public agency had knowledge that the child had a disability before the behavior occurred. The public agency has knowledge if, before the behavior resulting in the disciplinary action occurred, the parents expressed concern in writing that their child needs special education and related services to supervisory or administrative personnel of the public agency, or a teacher of the child. The parents requested an evaluation, or the child's teacher or other school personnel have expressed specific concern about a pattern of behavior demonstrated by the child directly to the director of special education or other supervisory personnel of the public agency. The public agency is not considered to have knowledge if the parents refused to allow the public agency to evaluate their child. The parents refused to allow the public agency to provide special education services. Or, the child has been evaluated and it was determined that he or she was not a child with a disability under IDEA. If the public agency does not have knowledge that a child has a disability prior to taking disciplinary action, the child may be subject to the same disciplinary measures as a child without disabilities who engages in comparable behaviors. Page 15. If a parent made a request for an evaluation during the time frame in which their child is subject to disciplinary measures, the evaluation must be expedited. Pending the results, the child remains in the educational placement determined by school authorities. If, based on the public agency's evaluation and information provided by parents, the child is determined to be a child with a disability, the public agency is to provide special education and related services, and all procedural safeguards regarding discipline of children with disabilities apply. Referral to and action by law enforcement and judicial authorities. IDEA does not prohibit public agencies from reporting a crime to appropriate authorities and law enforcement. Judicial authorities may exercise their responsibilities in applying federal and state law to crimes committed by a child with a disability. Any agency reporting a crime shall supply copies of the child's special education and disciplinary records to the appropriate authorities to the extent allowed by COMAR 13A-0802, student records, with parent consent or in accordance with exceptions to parent consent specified in the policy.